Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Trade deadline day for the Dolphins as they dealt Jalen Phillips yesterday to the Philadelphia Eagles. You want to hear Jalen Phillips' reaction to being traded to the Eagles? He got caught up with him in the airport. All right. That's journalism. When you're a reporter, you catch somebody at the
airport.
That's
what happened when I went to Carolina.
Yeah?
It was a madhouse at the...
How many people were there?
Six?
Probably like maybe 30.
Wow.
Oh, you were big things in
Carolina. How about that?
No one.
All that, and they wouldn't even pay for your socks. Cheap bastards.
Culture shock.
Cheap bastards. You got the buttons up, Vlad? Here's Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Phillips, you wake up this morning and you probably got a call. What is it like to be traded here to Philly and the defending champs and the 6-2 Eagles?
I mean, it's incredible. I had no idea this was going to happen, but I mean, there's literally no other team I'd rather play for. Obviously Philly is a storied franchise, great tradition here, incredible team. So I'm just excited to get in, get to work with the guys, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome.
And you had a lot of success with Vic Fangio for that year. What is the fit with Vic Fangio? Are you excited to be reunited with him?
Yeah, I love Vic as a person and as a coach. So like you said, I had some good success with him. Excited to get back into his system and play with the other guys on the defense too.
For Eagles fans, final question. What are you going to bring for this Eagles team in this city?
Oh, man, I'm just going to work my ass off. I'm going to come in, be a humble worker, earn the guys' respect, earn the fans' respect, and just come in and do everything I can to support the team. I want to be able to fly around and make plays. Yeah, literally fly around.
Best wishes to you.
Absolutely.
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Philly.
Yes, sir. Go
Appreciate
Birds.
Appreciate your time.
Oh, wow. He's making puns now?
How about that? Look at that. Making himself at home. Making himself at home.
Fly around.
Stings.
Literally.
Stings. Wow. All right. Well, best of luck to him. Listen, I got nothing against Jalen Phillips. I really liked him as a player.
Same.
You know?
And you know what's going to happen. Every time the Dolphins trade for a player, he gets here and gets hurt. Now JP is going to play 7 straight seasons.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's gonna be healthier than ever. Never going to get banged up.
Oh, he's going to get every sack now. No more warning track sack power.
It's true. It's going to look like Lawrence Taylor.
It's like he had silicone on his gloves.
It's crazy. What is it? What was that?
Fangs was, somebody said we should have kept
as head coach.
Fangs as head coach. He was a head coach at Denver.
He blamed
He him. Sucked.
He wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad.
Yes, he was.
He blames COVID. You know?
I mean, look, the problem is that sometimes when you become a coach of a bad team, there's no patience to see it through. And so you have to make decisions that try to win now when the long-term solution would be better. But nobody has patience for that. So we know that at the end of the year, if Mike McDaniel's not here anymore and they bring in a new coach and a new GM, that process is going to take a couple of years. But if they don't have success after the first year, you're going to want to fire the coach.
Yeah, I just don't think that Mike McDaniel has really shown himself to be a good head coach.
No, this has nothing to do with Mike McDaniel, the comments that I'm making, right? If it's the end of him, it's the end of him, right? That he earned that. But what I'm saying is, based on what you see the Dolphins doing right now and the new coach they bring in, it's going to take a couple of years,
yeah.
Right? in most cases, when this happens, that coach that comes first is not the coach who is the coach when it comes out on the other side.
I understand.
Because nobody has patience with that. So,
well, that's how he got the job.
Right. So would it be better to keep Mike McDaniel through the terrible year while you fix everything, and then the job becomes more appealing? Because we've seen a lot of coaches fired after a year or two, knowing the organization, knowing it was a rebuild.
I see what you're saying, and I get that point. Like, what, like, why, like, if your plan is to tank and you think he stinks, just kind of go through it. Here's the thing: I'm really tired of cutting his press conferences.
I know, but do you understand? Really, if you bring in another coach, that coach will probably only be a coach for a couple of years, because you're going to get tired of that too. Maybe. Even though you know beforehand,
there's no way his press conference. It's a rebuild.
Why do you still want to keep this guy?
It's not.
He's just saying, like, if you know the damage is done, why bring the guy into a bad situation?
Yeah, look at Mayo. Right,
but Mayo was there. Like, that's the see,
no. But I'm just.
But Mayo was also. He was a pain in the ass as well. It wasn't like he was endearing to the organization.
Okay, I got you.
He almost had a Brian. The way Mayo was to the Patriots was similar to what people were saying about Flores down here in Miami.
Okay, because they all got that Bill Belichick.
They all got the Bill Belichick in them.
Right.
They don't want this Mike McDaniel, because Mike McDaniel is not Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, right. Shanahan. He's none of those guys.
That energy that came from Detroit, right? All that energy, you could see it kind of working its way through the league, right? With all
Jets,
the coaches that
Chicago,
yeah, it's just a type of energy that in a way these guys do things that kind of starts the process. My thing is that everybody says, you know who you want to be your coach. You know who you want to do this and be the next coach here. You do realize you better pick two coaches, because the first coach ain't going to make it through the whole reset, because y'all going to hate him after a year or two. I just want to be competitive. I don't care that we're losing. No, it's going to be a rebuild. Everybody, from the fans to the organization to everybody's going to have to be patient with this. If you're okay with this, this is why I make a big deal about it before.
Yeah,
because nobody's ever this patient.
But like, I guess my point is, like, first of all, it's his fourth year. Like, they've been patient. Like,
this has nothing to do with Mike.
But even in past years, like, who hasn't really gotten the time they've deserved?
Well, no, I'm not saying anybody has. What I'm saying is that you're entering a situation where you know you're probably not going to be good for the next 2 years based on how you're doing things, the resources that you will have to go get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically going to do it through the draft. All these guys are going to play. If the Tua thing doesn't work out, then after next year you're going to need a quarterback. What I'm saying to you is, are we going to be, as a fan base, are we going to be patient knowing the bleep show that the organization is in for the next 2 or 3 years?
It depends what you mean by that. Like, it's like, are they going to be patient as far as, like, are the fans still going to go to the games? No, there'll be a lot of empty pockets.
Sure.
The apathy will be there, and I'll catch you when you guys are actually looking like you're doing something. That's
right, but
that's
no. Everybody wants to go take this route, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying, usually when people take this route, and I've said this before, usually people want to take this route when they don't like the coach or the quarterback or whatever, right? But then when you say, okay, we're really going to go through the process of rebuilding. We're not going to half-ass it. We are going through this process through draft picks or whatever. How many people are patient to see it through?
But Leroy, if you see success or you start seeing something building, you're mm-hmm. going to see it through. Like, the Commanders did a whole new regime. They needed to get that stench of Daniel Snyder
correct.
Out, right?
Correct, correct.
They got the right they got the right ownership. They got the right people. They got the right coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted a quarterback. And what happened? They had success in the first year. So if you draft the right people, you put the right personnel, You could see early success. It's happened in the NFL all the time.
The only argument that you would have on yours, and we got to take a break because it's the end of the hour, but is if you were worried, like, you're going to go, it's almost like a college coach. Like, there's a lot of college coaches right now that are, that I'm sure programs that still would like to fire their coach, but there's a lot of guys already fired. So, like, are you going to get the best, are you going to get the best guy? So, if you were to look at the Dolphin situation right now, yeah, it's a nice place to live, but roster-wise, it's going to be the worst. Because, like, if you say Dable gets fired, but you get Jackson Dart, you're like, oh, that's a pretty good situation. If you go to Tennessee, if you think Cam Ward's something,
right,
it's like, hey, you got my, I got at least my young quarterback that I can kind of
right
settle right mm-hmm. in there to. With the Dolphins, it's like, oh, there's nothing. You got a really rich owner. You got a great city.
Right.
But the roster's the worst in the league.
That's why I say so this
that,
might be.
That
might
I can
be,
see that argument of like, hey, just keep it until you're in a better spot. I can understand that.
This is going to be a young, new quarterback. I mean, coach, because nobody else is going to want the job.
Would think, yeah. Would think.
Right.
We got to take a break. More to come here. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.